People have myriad reasons for visiting Washington, D.C. Kenna Lee went to the Capitol last month to be arrested. The Sebastopol woman, who says she was born to be a mom, was motivated by concern for the environment her three children will inherit. That's why she made the three-day trip to join in the demonstrations urging President Obama to kill the proposed Keystone XL pipeline to carry oil-bearing tar sands from Canada to Texas. After a day of coaching, she took her place on the sidewalk in front of the White House on the morning of August 30th.
It's illegal to block the sidewalk in front of the White House. So the police give you three warnings, and then they arrest you. This was a rolling protest. It took place over 2 weeks. There were arrests on a daily basis. It was all very well organized. The police were ready for us. And they just took us one by one, handcuffed us, put us in a police van, and then took us down to Washington, D.C., police station, where they kept us in vans until they could process us.
Everything went according to plan, yet Lee says her internal and emotional reaction to the experience caught her by surprise.
You are choosing to change your relationship to your own class privilege, to your government. You are giving up your personal freedom. The handcuffs hurt. They really hurt. And the police were nice. They were respectful. I didn't feel like they handcuffed me too tightly or were abusive in any way. I guess I expected the experience to feel more empowering, like, yes, I'm out here making a difference. And instead, it felt sad.
Exacerbating that was Kenna's keen awareness of something else she was not doing that day.
My daughter was actually starting kindergarten that same day. I so wanted to be with her, holding her hand, taking her into her kindergarten classroom for the first time. And instead, it felt like in order to mother, really powerfully mother, in this time and place, this other thing is required. That's not what I wanted to be doing.
Back home, Lee now looks on her protest and arrest not as an accomplishment, but a beginning.
What it felt like was maybe not, okay, we're here, we're going to win. That's not what it felt like. It felt like, okay, we're here, we're just saying it's too much, and we're going to keep saying it as many times as we have to. So I didn't feel like, okay, I've gone to the White House and been arrested now. I felt like, okay, I got arrested for the first time. I don't know how many times I'm going to have to.
She hopes, she expects, that will be part of something bigger.
For environmental justice and even environmental sanity to take precedence over corporate profits, it's going to require a massive civil rights movement. This was the start of people coming from all over to say, it's enough, we're drawing the line, we're done with writing letters and signing petitions, we're going to have to keep putting our bodies on the line, and it's worked in the past.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.